How do you say that? Am I pronouncing that right, Jeff? What is it about guys and sound effects, huh? I love them. Hey, that's some fun music, Jeff.
That is some fun stuff. That's coming off that disc we've been playing, and I've kind of been featuring this over the last couple of weeks because it's probably the best thing I've had in my little grubby hands in about a year. This is For a Few Guitars More, and it's a great disc, all Ennio Morricone surf westerns. The track that we just played was The Challengers and Mark Azzurro. Was The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, done by the Atlantics. And
then, of course, before that, the Ennio Morricone Spaghetti Western pick of the week, and that was The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and that was an alternate take.
Yes, that was called, let me get the Italian right. You know how I speak Italian well.
I'm telling you, the Italian Anti-Defamation League is going to come in after you one of these days, Jeff.
I believe that was the Inseguimento.
Yes, yeah, so something like that. It might have been close. Anyways, I just wanted to say we've had a couple of phone calls during that last break, and I need to add up the tallies here. I said earlier a controversial statement about bluegrass and my feelings on it, and Doc Martin came up and went ahead and called in and confirmed his similar sentiments, and Kip in Loveland also called up and said that he hates bluegrass, but he did want to thank you, Mike, for explaining the distinction, because he was always wondered why he loves our program but can't stand to listen to so much of that bluegrass stuff, and I think you explained it very well on the distinction, so... Thank you very much. All us bluegrass haters now know why.
Well, you're welcome.
And, hang on a sec. There we go.
You're welcome. And, you know, I've never really run into anybody that hated bluegrass before. I mean, I've known people who have been totally indifferent to it.
It's a stance. So, he says the same thing about Elton John.
I don't know. Have I said that?
Yeah, I probably.
Billy Joel. That's okay. I can buy that.
Well, you know, maybe I should be less hateful. I'm sure bluegrass festivals are fun. I mean, all the bluegrass folks I've met are just delightful, wonderful, chipper, charming people, but the music just doesn't quite move me. But real quick, as long as we're doing phone calls, Nathan called up, by the way, and he was listening, and he wanted to call up and let us know that he's about three miles outside of Watkins listening to the program. We were talking about barns. Apparently, he listens in his barn, and I asked if he sleeps in the barn, and he says only when him and the woman are fighting. So apparently it still happens, folks.
We got some listeners out there. I don't know. We were thinking of doing one thing, and maybe we'd do something else. Do you want to play the Eric Shively track? Is that still cute?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to do that. Go ahead and play something here from Eric Shively. He's from Holden Wolford and the High Beams. He's the drummer. He was actually from Nashville, Tennessee. Heck of a great player, as is everyone in that band. A phenomenal local band. And Eric Shively's doing this solo project, and he's going to have some shows upcoming that you might want to go check out. So write these down on your calendar. Saturday, that's May 17th at Herman's, or it's Herman's Hideaway, and also Friday, May 23rd at the Fox. Going to be an acoustic set. So go ahead and we'll play the track from The Way It's Going to Be is the name of his solo release. And the track here is number 4. We're going to play Pulling Out the Stars right now. And then we'll kind of see where we go from there.
The sky you went to run all along. Would I let out to keep you? Pull the seam, pull out the stars if I'm so mean. Be
skin lets it in. It's always been too thin since I can remember when. And oh, what I deserve, what I deserve, what I deserve. Oh, darling, what I deserve, what I deserve, what I deserve. There's solace in this dusty earth. Nothing to bleed for. I don't believe anymore. And oh, what I deserve, what I deserve, what I deserve. Oh, darling, what I deserve, what I deserve, what I
music there from Kelly Willis right here on Radio 1190. Folks, you are listening to Route 78 West. We've kind of brought things up to sort of present day, and we've also been playing a lot of the women folk, and we do get in trouble sometimes because we do tend to play too many of the fellas, so we're throwing these out because I guess it's sort of Mother's Day, so we'll hand this out for all the mothers. We love you.
Yeah, that's actually a nice set of some girls that are going out for the mothers. I don't know in this case. Kelly Willis, I don't think she's a mom yet, but Casey Chambers there, that was... something else we played here. First we did We did Kelly Willis doing What I Deserve. It's coming off her great 1999 release on Ryko. And then we had Casey Chambers there with the. Oh, we're going to do that.
We're coming up to Casey
Chambers. That's why. I got all these girls in the CD covers in my hand, and I'm just losing my mind.
They're just driving you crazy.
Yeah, that's one of these things. Anyway, we had a listener call back a while back, and then she actually traced me down on email. So this song here we're going to play, Not Pretty Enough, is going out for the listener. I like this track and likes that we play some of the new stuff, too. And she hears things that no one else gets to hear, it seems like, on regular radio. So I guess we're doing a service, a public service.
Forget about that regular radio. Come on over to the AM side.
Community service.
Let's go ahead and hop into that.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken?
Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? Don't I make you laugh? Should I try it harder? Why do you see right through me? I
have it, folks. Music there from Casey Chambers on Radio 1190's Route 78 West. And again, we're doing a set of the ladies' stuff for the mothers going out for there for Mother's Day. And, you know, Casey Chambers is, I believe, has a kid now, and that's a pretty new addition to the family. Also, we got a call from Danny, who is a vast repository of useless information. He does a Skip Pop Scratch show on Sundays, and he's actually going to be in next Sunday with myself and Doc Martin. Uncle Jeff, of course, will be gone, so it'll just be Loki, the Doc, and Danny in the studio. But he called up and said Kelly Willis, apparently, is married. Her husband's name is Bruce Robinson, and she's got at least one, maybe two kids. And, you know, Danny doesn't even have the internet to look this stuff up. He just knows too much.
You know what, Danny? You wrecked it for me. So, I like holding these CD covers in my hand. I like to think all these girls are single. And, you know.
Okay, can we get some applications right now? We're taking applications for. We got to get a lady for Jeff so he'll stop coming in and complaining about work all the time on the air.
Oh, yeah, actually, that might be the case. You know, here's one. This girl could fix it for me. This is Lucinda Williams and her new record. And I know she is still single. And, Lucinda's got a great disc. We played this track last week, and my friend Mike is here, and our webmaster, Jay, as well. He says, play this track again, and you know what? It is worth playing.
You know, speaking of Jay, our web wizard, he's a pretty computer-savvy guy, and I guess his mother's getting computer-savvy. She's apparently possibly listening to the webcast, so you can always tune in, folks, to www.radio1190.org and check the webcast, or you can even go to Route 78 West, see the notes that Jay puts up. We're going to go ahead and say Happy Mother's Day to Jay's mom. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for sending us out for that Easter dinner. That was really sweet.
That was actually a great thing there. That was a lot of fun. We go to Tom's Tavern. We're plugging that. Hopefully they're going to start giving us free meals. All right, and Tom's a councilman, so maybe he can fix open space. Anyway, as far as what's going on in the world today, I do want to give a shout-out to my mom as well. She listens on the internet in North Carolina, and she's a loyal listener. She tells us, boy, that was a weird show. And sometimes she tells us it was a good one. Hopefully this is a good one today. And
I'll say thanks to my mom for bringing me up good, too.
And I'll say thanks to my mom out there in Garrettsville, Ohio. She's not listening, but maybe I'll get her hooked up on the web, too, and she can listen.
Excellent.
All right, www.radio1190.org, or you can also go direct www.route78west.com.
Excellent. Let's hear this Lucinda tune.
Yeah, here it is, American Dream, and this pretty well sums up the state of the world right now in 5 minutes. So,
every time I tear.
Last time I saw you had dirt under your nails, your eyes were glassy and you looked so pale. You said, my life has become a living hell, ain't got enough money to pay my bills. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Got a friend with a needle stuck in his arm, he got hooked on heroin in Vietnam. It used to help kill the pain some of the time. Now I can't sleep at all since I got back home. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. I worked in the strip mines off and on. Now I can't seem to get rid of this cough. Ain't been many jobs these last few months. And the last one I had, I got laid off. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Tell me where I can live. They kicked me off my land and told me they'd give me a nice little tract house with running water. But how am I gonna explain that to my Navajo mother? Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. My American dream almost came true, but the things they promised me never came through. I believe in the American dream, but things are never quite what they seem. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Thank you.
great highway moon. No one has to be that strong, but if you're stubborn like me, I know what you're trying to be. Hold on, Magnolia. I hear that station bell ring. You might be holding the last light I see before the dark finally gets a hold of me. Hold on. I know what a true friend you've been. In my life, I have had my doubts, but tonight I think I worked it out with all of them. Hold on, Magnolia. To the thunder and the rain, and to the lightning that has just signed my bottom line. Hold on, Magnolia. I hear that lonesome whistle whine. I think it's almost time Hold on, Magnolia. I think it's almost time.
Oh, I almost kind of hate to break the spell by busting in here on the microphones, but I gotta say, Jason Molina is just about the greatest thing on the planet right now in the world of music. Songs Ohio, of course.
That Songs Ohio, that's the new disc, Hold On Magnolia, is probably one of the best discs he's done. He's got a full band, but I sure do like this acoustic version. That's coming from the Mercury Lounge in New York City. 10/29/02. Those English guys write 29/10/02, and I know there ain't no month that's 29, so...
Boy.
All right. Well, this is coming from my friend Richard in London there, and it's amazing some of the stuff that floats across the border before it makes its way back to these shores. And anyway, that's enough of that.
Jeff is an avid trader and collector of rare recordings, to say the least.
And especially when they're good ones like that. And then, Mike, you were talking about this Lucinda track, American Dream. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love that. I mean, it's right on. And What did I think I called it, like country hip hop, and then Loki said it was country trip hop.
Well, it kind of had a little Portishead-y kick in there, but yeah. I've been calling for almost 2 years now for an insurgent movement. We need to get country hip hop, and I've been personally working on ukulele hip hop. I think these are genres that have not been mined for all of the depth that they have to offer our listeners. So it's coming up. We'll just right around the corner, folks. You mark my words.
We'll have bluegrass hip hop.
The thing is that somebody should already figure
that out.
Actually,
we do have a bluegrassy hip-hop song. It's that Bring the Noise cover by the Unholy Trio on Bloodshot Records, and it's pretty funny. They do a cover of a Public Enemy song with some pretty ripping banjo solos.
And it's actually pretty good. All right, hey, we got more of this stuff coming over from overseas there. Anyway, my buddy's taking care of me, making sure that I make it through the next couple weeks, I guess. And I got this disc here. It's an interesting one. Let's just say it's Ryan Adams, and it's some stuff that's going to not come out. So it's pretty hard to find this, and this is a pretty nice track here.
You're saying is a big old hush-hush and
hush-hush and honey don't and all that stuff. But this is coming off of some projects that he's worked on recently, and it's actually nice to get back to those roots of that Bloodshot release, Heartbreaker, where everything on the record was good.
Phenomenal stuff.
And we want him to go back that way.
Here we go, Ryan.
Small light, wild flowers. I'd sit and watch the hound dogs play, howling at the China moon. But now yesterday's just a busted balloon. Life was young and things were easy. Days were short, nights were warm. Times were good, hate was shallow. Love was crazy, and I had it in my marrow. And I swear that I've seen your face somewhere back in that time and in that place. Do you remember? The old house stood like World War II, with just two rooms and a hall to be used. The lady was lean, just slightly unclean, with a heart of cold silver and gold. The kitchen smelled of kerosene. Ceiling hung down, unveiling rotted beams. And the man, they said his work, it could have hung in the loo. But now he sits around all day, 'cause his left arm won't move. He was a master of the art of electricity. He lectured on tubes and circuitry. He was self-employed, but he could never see his way into the light. He had a room full of switches and dials and lights, and a head full of clouds and eyes full of sight. And when it got dark, I could hear his heartbeat like a mother. She stood like a guardian, ready to give everything up if I asked for a sword and her blood in a cup. But there was just a time when I asked for too much. She sighed 'cause she could not give it. We used to sit beneath the tree, just the lady, the radio man, and me. And I think it was the winter of 63. The man went away and let us be. It was early on an August day that the lady decided she too must go away. For her heart, it seems, could not pay the price for what her body was buying. I come home from school and I found the note. I went into the kitchen and lit the old stove with senses set on overload. I turned on the TV. I spent the rest of the afternoon watching all my old cartoons. And through the hall and across the porch, as the sun surrendered like a crying torch.
There you go, like a crying torch. And I'll tell you, that's a trick ending on that song. And Jeff, you got to keep bringing in that Bruce Springsteen stuff that makes me actually like the guy. Well done. that's not the first time you've done this to me.
Oh, that's a cool one. That's called Randolph Street.
He's good. I mean, he was a really good song.
He was. They were calling him the new Dylan. I can't even talk. And at that point in time, he had the skill set. And I don't know, the arena rock thing lost me from that point on, but. I love that stuff from the 72-73 period.
That's great stuff. And then there's some other stuff that Mike, you were saying you've been enjoying more recently.
Yeah, I mean, The Ghost of Tom Joad, that's a great CD.
Absolutely.
You know, I just love those ballads on there. I mean, that title song, The Ghost of Tom Joad, and then, I mean, it's just a lot of good stuff on that CD.
Well, I think it's the return to sort of the more stripped-down production that makes that. His songs, I think, are better in that setting than, like, arena rock, opinion, personally.
It's also the power of observation. It's like looking at something and actually wanting to say something. I think that's probably the reason people write songs.
Yeah, he writes great ones.
And the ideas of talking about border and the issues across and, you know, meth labs in California. I'm thinking all these things. Ghost of Tom Joad, definitely. Some of the more recent stuff as well. He's trying again.
Great stuff.
Anyway, we got an artist here who's long gone, and we're in this kind of a mellow sort of.
His son's even long gone at this point.
Yeah, there's something there that, you know, people actually put the corollary together. These guys both burned out bright and young. And
we're talking about the Buckley boys, of course.
This is Tim Buckley, the dad. And Tim Buckley had this incredible vocal range and just a way of putting things together, words. It was jazz folk before that was actually even, you know, semi of an idea. And his son, again, great stuff there. Jeff Buckley did some really good work and as well. Dynamic range was uncannily similar and also uncannily tragic lifestyle. So anyway,
you know, after all this stuff, we just need to play some Nick Drake and we'll have the set perfectly rounded out. Huh?
I got a killer song to just put an end to everything at the end. Anyway, okay, here's Morning Glory. This is a great one. This is coming off of BBC Sessions of Once I Was, Tim Buckley.
Right here on Route 78 West.
My purest candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye of any vagabond who passed it by. And I waited in my fleeting house. Before he came, I felt him drawing near, and as he neared, I felt the ancient fear that he had come to wound my door and jeer. So I waited in my fleeting house. Oh, tell me stories, I call to the hobo. Stories of old, I smiled at the hobo. Stories of cold, I wept to the hobo. I waited in my fleeting house. No, said the hobo, no more tales of time. Don't ask me now to wash away the grime. Oh, I can't come in, for it's too high a climb. Stood before my fleeting house. Then you be damned, I screamed to the hobo. Turn into stone, I wept to the hobo. Just another falling star.
little more of that Springsteen stuff thrown at us, huh, Jeff?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's that time of the show.
It's a short song, though.
It's a short one-minute song. It's Camilla Horn is actually one of those insightful things a screen star of the word said. And I think at that point in time, Springsteen was able to write something in 1 minute that makes more sense than some people do with a lifetime of stuff. So that's kind of cool. These are little fragments. And it was a fragment because, you know what, there's only 8 minutes left of the show, and I have a track.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a track queued up here that's going to take those seven minutes and ten seconds.
Well, I mean, we got to talk for about 50 seconds, huh?
Yeah, so we can rattle it off.
Well,
Mike,
I guess we
thanks for coming down. Yeah, that's it was fun having you in here. It's actually fun to have one of my friends come in and see how insane this thing really is.
Yeah, it was fun being in here, grooving with you guys. So.
It's been a treat. And we really would like to have you come back in sometime, do some of your poetry, and bring in that banjo and play some of that old-time picking that you do.
I'll bring in the banjo, and it's a date sometime.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we'll be sure to forewarn our listeners. They can be sure to tune in.
All right, well, stick around for the Music Machine coming up. Uncle Bob, he's got stuff up his sleeve, and next week's going to be Uncle Danny, Uncle Doc Martin, and Uncle Loki. All covering for
Jeff,
my ass.
I think you're the only uncle in the house.
Yeah. I'm going away on a little vacation. You can tell
it's much needed.
It's needed. I'm going to come back all rejuvenated. Everything's going to be good with the world.
No more cracks about the job.
No, I'm going to whip myself into shape, make myself realize I'm lucky. I have
a good life.
I have a good life. It's a good life, Charlie Brown. All right, here's the Richmond Fontaine, my favorite downer band, doing my favorite downer song. I'm going to be driving west, and here's Western Skyline. This song says it all. It's a movie in 7 minutes.
All right.
See you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, tune back in next week. It'll be myself, Loki, joined by the good Doc Martin, and Danny from Skip Pop Scratch, and we'll have a rip-snorting good old time. So thanks for hanging out with us. See you next week. I swear we'll be here.
Radio 1190, KVCU, Boulder.
With the sort of strange trucker songs and alt western, if you want to call that, and the band is Deadbolt, and they're out of San Diego, and they came out of the punk scene, and we're gonna play a song called "The Mocker," which is a Radius 1190 staple. Stick around, Radio 1190, Route 78 West, signing off. All right, hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista,
and all that stuff. Where is this?
Con Dios.
All right, there it is. Professional.
It's been great.
Break 19, I need a radio check out there. Anybody copy me?
Break 19, I need a radio check out there. Anybody copy me?
You wanna give me a radio check, driver? Come on back.
You wanna give me a radio check, driver? Come on back.
What's your 20, driver? Oh, that's funny. You're a real funny. You're a real rock and real comedian.
Yeah.
Me a complication, and it's an old lecture. Concern my reputation, something more than wire. I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I'll stay in hibernation till the talk subsides to gone. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has. The situation and how it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To
How's it going? You're listening to The Music Machine here on Radio 1190, bringing you the best in underground garage and rock and roll from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Starting off the show there with the namesake of this show, that was The Music Machine, the band, doing their hit single Talk Talk that made them stinking millionaires and Trouble. And speaking of Music Machine-related stuff, we have a fundraiser coming up in a couple weeks. Those of you familiar with the with Radio 1190, know the deal. We do a Watt drive, and we raise money to keep the show going. And that won't be for a week or two, so you don't have to sweat it right now, but you can start saving your pennies and support us. And as a little incentive for those of you who listen to this show, I'm making a compilation CD of really cool 60s garage punk, and I'll be giving them away for people who buy Watts. And this CD is going to be particularly all 60s garage punk. There's only so much you can put on an 80-minute CD. And so maybe like the next fundraiser, I'll do 70s and 80s stuff and whatever. But anyway, it came out really good, so start saving your money. Right now, here's the Trogs.